Australia's system of detention centres for refugees has been the subject of intense criticism in the past. Now the UK want to emulate our system, and Australian human rights advocates are concerned. Eduardo Jordan has this report.
Last week, The Guardian reported the UK government's sought advice on offshore detention centres for refugees, intending to replicate the Australian model. They're looking to send refugees to Moldova, Morocco, and Papua New Guinea. Australian Director of Human Rights Watch Elaine Pearson says the Australian offshore detention model is a disaster.
I think that the Australian experience of offshore processing has been a human rights disaster from start to finish. It's inhumane, it's incredibly costly, it is still causing immense and needless suffering to people who've been sent offshore. You know, this whole system has really been, you know, disastrous. I mean, it's been prolonged and indefinite detention, it's driven people to breaking point. You know, it's certainly a harsh refugee policy. It is not a model for other countries to follow. And, you know, 7 years later, since people were first sent to Papua New Guinea and Nauru by Australia, some of those people are still stuck there. And even the ones who have made it to Australia, who were transferred for medical reasons, their lives remain in limbo. So this is certainly not something that the UK should be seeking to emulate.
Senior lecturer from the Caston Centre for Human Rights Law at Monash University, Dr. Tanya Penovich, is also concerned about the move. She says Australia has breached human rights treaties.
We have had offshore processing under the Howard government, under the Pacific Strategy, between 2001 and 2007. And then we've had offshore processing again since 2012. And since 2013, it's been even more punishing because a message has been sent that the people who are sent there have no prospect of settlement in Australia. So we're not speculating. We have a lot of experience of offshore processing, and we know that it breaches human rights. It breaches a number of rights in the Refugee Convention and a number of rights in human rights treaties.
Ms. Pearson says the UK government's idea is problematic.
I don't think the UK should, and I think given the fact that the UN has repeatedly condemned the Australian government for its treatment of asylum seekers and refugees, you know, I think that should be a warning to the UK that it absolutely shouldn't consider this. I mean, I presume the reason they're considering it is the same reason that, you know, Australia adopted this policy. You have a conservative government in power. You know, it's difficult, I think, for these governments to have policies that protect the rights of migrants and asylum seekers. And, you know, I frankly find that, you know, really problematic.
Dr. Penovich says the message of deterrence is the same as Australia's.
I believe that they are seeking to replicate this for the same reasons that we introduced and maintained the policy, and that is deterrence. We are basically using the cruelty of these policies as an example to others of what they should not do. We're effectively saying, if you try to seek protection in our country, we will exile you to another country and you will never settle in our country. So do not even try. So in a way, we have replicated some of the horrors from which these people have fled in order to send a message of deterrence. And it is this message of deterrence that the UK is seeking to also send.
Ms. Pearson says if the UK follows the model, it'll damage its reputation, just like Australia has.
Australia is a country that has been built by migrants. You know, most of the population here, their ancestors migrated from other countries. And so, you know, to have a policy that, you know, is dehumanising to asylum seekers really is damaging to Australia's international reputation and its global standing.
Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, ending that report by Eduardo Jordan.